Soundings Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of The Devil's Apprentice, written by Edward Marston, read by David Thorpe. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by Soundings, Whitley Bay, NE26-2JT. A witch is one that worketh by the devil, or by some devilish or curious art, either hurting or healing, revealing or foretelling things to come, which the devil hath devised to entangle and snare men's souls withal unto damnation. George Gifford, A Discourse on the Subtle Practices of Devils by Witches and Sorcerers, 1587. Chapter 1. Nicholas Bracewell had walked only 50 yards from the house when he saw the dead body. Covered in frost and spattered with mud, the old man lay in a narrow lane, huddled against a wall in a vain attempt to ward off the severe cold. Nicholas had seen death too many times to be shocked by its handiwork, but he heaved a sigh of compassion at this latest example of its random cruelty. Its victim had been defenceless, an elderly beggar with no home to shelter him, no family to protect him, no warm food to sustain him, and no clothing beyond a few pitiful rags to keep the icy fangs of winter at bay. When he bent over the corpse, Nicholas was surprised to see a farewell smile etched into the haggard face. Here was a willing sacrifice, a creature so tormented by the miseries of his life and the extremities of the weather that he could not endure them another day. The grotesque, toothless, frozen smile signalled his escape and added a poignancy to his grim demise. Closing his eyes, Nicholas offered up a silent prayer for the soul of the dead man. London had known cold winters before, but this one seemed to be unusually harsh. It was as if nature were exacting punishment for its earlier bounty. Having allowed the capital to bask in a hot summer, then enjoy a remarkably mild autumn, it made amends for its kindness by sending wind, rain, snow, ice, and fog to attack the city. Christmas had been celebrated in a blizzard. New Year's Day was pelted with hailstones. Twelfth Night was disturbed by a howling gale. A frozen river brought the cheering diversion of a frost fair on the broad back of the Thames, but...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?